Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. They call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because of the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, including possibly overcoming fears or blocks about sales. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people be the fullest expressions of themselves so they can be fully aligned and be all of who they are. So I am super excited to introduce Lakshmi Dedi. Now, Lakshmi is an integral coach with a decade of experience teaching personal growth and facilitating organization. Now, she's a native Oregonian and is a first-generation immigrant and the daughter of Indian and Guyanese parents. Now, a citizen of the world, she has circumnavigated the globe on a ship, visited 37 countries, and lived on three continents. Lakshmi is passionate about social and environmental justice. Her purpose is to support people being the fullest expressions of who they are by helping people live richer, fuller lives with less stuff, both emotionally and physically. Now, she has a gift for putting the daunting pressures of life's challenges into attainable bite-sized pieces. Lakshmi holds a BA from the University of Oregon in Business Environment and Policy and attended a postgraduate teaching certification through the University of Colorado. And she's a certified integral coach through New Ventures West. Well, welcome, Lakshmi. I am so excited to have you as our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Wendy.
This is great. I just love how you're making such a big impact, combining really two areas that are much needed in people's lives, personal development and organizational systems. I really can't wait to hear more about this.
Thank you. It's going to be good. I love talking about what I love doing.
And I'm just curious now, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to go into integral coaching?
I joke that, you know, personal growth and development was my first job and it'll be my last, but in reality, that is the truth. I started working for a seminar company in college as an intern, figuring out how to facilitate personal growth and development workshops. And I was 17 when I started the program, and I worked for them for like 10 years on and off doing workshops and volunteering and working for the company selling seminars and workshops. And so when it came time for me to create my own life, I had already figured out what God put me on this planet to do, and it's hold space for people to be all of who they are.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. Well, you've really taken an experience that you've had early in your life, and then it's just blossomed into really your own. So how many years have you been working as a coach, and has your own business vision or mission changed since you first began?
So I've been a full-time coach for 3 years, which is wild to say, and so something I'm really proud of.
Right.
And I was really called to this program because one of my mentors went to the same school of thought, and I just wanted to be more like her. She is a sharpshooter. She gets straight to the point, and she creates incredible transformation for others. And I went through this program thinking, I have a master's certificate, life coaching school, that should be a breeze. And in reality, it was way harder than my master's program.
Oh my God.
It required me to both do the work deeply on myself and then also do rigorous research and study and psychology textbooks and working with different clients that are, you know, in positions much higher than I had yet to achieve for myself. And so it was a beautiful combination of growing myself personally and professionally simultaneously. And I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, that's great. I love that, how, you know, your life experience kind of helps supplement and give you clarity as what really rings true in terms of, you know, work to do as in your own profession. So now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that have come up along the way that you've had to overcome?
100%.
Okay.
Starting a company at 25.
Yeah.
Telling people how to live their life was a big hurdle for me. Even just saying it, like, I'm 25, you know, there was all this doubt about age and, you know, my ideal client is in their 50s. And so, you know, being able to sit with someone twice my senior and give them support and feedback on their life. And now I can say, you know, my favorite client is 75 years old. And when we grow and learn together, and I've overcome that, but that was a huge hurdle. My age was a big hurdle. And then also just the logistics. I don't have, you know, a trust fund or 20 years of working in the financial sector so that I can, you know, live off of that while I build a company. It was very like, I need this company to grow or I have to get a job. And there wasn't like a cushion or a padding in that sense. So it was sink or swim. And I find that innovation comes from necessity oftentimes. And so I had no other choice other than to be successful because I was so determined to, and also because there was no backup plan for me.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing how that when you lean full in and make 100% commitment, the doorway's open and things happen that support your vision. I just love that. And I hear that so many times. It's when you have almost a plan B and plan C that it takes longer. Now, I was curious, you know, you're expressing how the fact that you're 25 years old in your mind was a limiter as far as just having the credibility of working with somebody twice your senior. Is there anything specific that you did to help offset that? You know, I'm not going to call it a limiting belief because the fact is, you know, somebody seeking your advice with their, you know, their life, and they've lived their life twice as long. How did you, you know, offset that and create credibility within those types of clients that were quite a bit your senior?
Well, I'm really blessed. I think when I'm super clear about what I want and my ideal client and your niche, which is so vital for business, you have to know exactly who you're speaking to. And so as I got clearer and clearer on that, the types of people that would come to me were open to what I had. And I actually used my age as an advantage. So I guess I learned how to take this thing that I was insecure about and dive deeper into it and use it as a superpower. So yes, I'm, you know, at the time that I started my company, I was 25. I'm almost 29 now. And I used my age as an example of, you know, having new and innovative ideas. And especially with the organizing component, I love working with business owners. And I know technological systems and technology much better than someone that's twice my senior. Mm-hmm. And so I can actually help them more because of my age. And so positioning my age as a benefit instead of a detriment was monumental in my ability to sell my services.
Yeah, that's great. I love that you've really recognized what you are bringing to the table and using that as the reason why people should be working with you at the age of 25 versus why they shouldn't be working with you. So I just love that. That's brilliant. So, you know, obviously you're an expert at helping people really achieve higher levels of success through not only internal clarity, but also through, you know, working with their external environment and decluttering it. And you have a lot of clarity around both of those areas. But I'm just curious, how do you feel when it comes to your sales role? Do you have as much clarity in the client getting process? Have there been any challenges that you've had to overcome or that you're currently dealing with?
My sales process is, number one, building rapport with the person, because if we don't have rapport or connection, then how can I possibly help you?
Right.
And then it's really uncovering their needs. So having a conscious conversation around what's working and what's not working for them. And then if I genuinely in my heart of hearts feel that I'm perfectly positioned to support them with their greatest needs, then it's less a matter of selling and more a matter of, wow, I have an opportunity to help you and I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you actually need what I have. And everyone wants, you know, everyone needs help at some point. So if I can help you, great. And if I can't, I won't offer it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Obviously, there's no pressure there in terms of just identifying where there is an area where your expertise can help them get to the next level where they're really already wanting to go. And maybe you can even help them see even further, a bigger vision, inspire within them. So yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot of confidence within that area of leading with just first off building a solid relationship of trust and establishing credibility. So those are excellent areas that you sound like you've really dialed in. So that's great.
Yeah, I would say a challenge that I've experienced is because what I do can help everyone, anyone could use help with organization and structure, and anyone could use support in their life and figuring out how to be all of who they are or figuring out what limiting beliefs they may have that are holding them back. And so it's the challenge for me has been in getting crystal clear on who my client avatar is, mm-hmm. because I've noticed that oftentimes what I want my client avatar to be and who's hiring me are two separate people. So I have to look at who's hiring me.
Yeah, that you have to find that need and fill it. It's interesting how you're fine tuning that in the process. So that's great that you're receptive and tuned into that. A lot of people, they think they know who their avatar is and they just keep going down that road when there's somebody else waving their hands really high and saying, but what about me? Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're very tuned in. So that's great. Now, you know, we are in the midst of the COVID pandemic. And you're talking about how your real strengths and your superpower here are around helping to create organization and structure. People are spending a lot more time at home and possibly realizing some of their limitations in that regard. Have you been working in any different or increased impact during this time?
So I've gotten a few SOS calls from previous clients who I've worked with that are like, yeah, it's been 3 years. Can we do a refresher? And so I've been asked to pivot and be able to provide more online resources for clients that are maybe attempting to do this on their own. And then on the other side, the coaching side, which is more what I'm focusing on these days, is more coaching, less organizing. I've had a lot of clients who, you know, have lost their jobs or are currently laid off or in between jobs, or just realizing that, wow, this 9-to-5 life, this going into the office thing, now that I'm not doing it, I don't want to go back to it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm loving working from home and I'm loving having a more flexible schedule and I'm loving spending more time with my kids. And so now it's a matter of helping people uncover, okay, what's next? Or how do I create this quarantine type of lifestyle for myself when quarantine is lifted, in terms of slowing down, being more present with my family, spending more time on the things that matter and less time running around. So it's been really beautiful for me. It's been a big opening to dive deeper into my coaching practice and supporting people in different ways, as well as just giving them tips and tricks and sending them links for, you know, organizational bins and things to buy on the practical side.
Right. No, that's, yeah, I was wondering about the wake-up calls that have been prompted because of the huge shift in people's lives and opportunities that they now have in realizing how their life can be more fulfilling, you know, with a little bit different focus. So that's, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that you're really being requested to provide your expertise to help people, you know, design really a new future for themselves that incorporates some of the things they're just now discovering that are of high value. So that's great that you're stepping up and being that resource to them. And, you know, which is my next question, I guess, in terms of, you know, how do you work with helping people who are, you know, they're really wanting to live richer and fuller lives with less stuff cluttering up their world, both in terms of, you know, not just emotionally, but physically. How do you work with people?
Yeah, everyone could benefit from a professional organizer. And, you know, I'll be fully transparent. When I recently moved during quarantine to be with my family, I hired one of my team members to come and help me organize my stuff. So it goes both ways. And I start with getting really clear on what they need. So there's a pre-question survey that I send out that talks about, you know, how do you want to feel when you walk into your home versus how do you currently feel? And do you have a space in your home that's just for you? Not like a meditation nook with kids' toys all over it, but, you know, a little reading corner that's just your sacred corner. Does that exist for you? And if not, can we create it? Mm-hmm. And from that place of knowing what you need and want and envision for yourself in your space, we then methodically go through a system of easiest to hardest in terms of the flow of the space, and cleanse through everything and really look at it through kind of that Marie Kondo lens of, does this bring me joy? And there's a certain set of guidelines and rules that I have all clients agree to before they work with me. And some of those tips that I encourage anyone listening that's interested in decluttering are, you know, everything in my home is in perfect repair. Everything I own, I use. Everything I keep that someone gave me, it's because I enjoy it, not just because they gave it to me. And so there's these little rules and guidelines that I have people adhere to that make the organizational process a lot easier, because you're not having to decide between each individual item. Instead, you're just looking at it through the lens of these rules that you've committed to. And then it's less of an intellectual decision and more of just a, does this fit in alignment with the rules that I've committed to or not?
Right. Oh, that, yeah, that's powerful. That makes so much sense when I hear you say it. You know, when I approach that aspect of wanting to simplify my external environment, and it's just always such a complicated decision, but the way that you've presented it makes it sound so, like you said, just choosing whether it's in alignment with who you want to be, the best version of you. So that's great. I love that.
Exactly. And it ties into values too. I do a lot of values work with my clients around, you know, what are your top three values? And people should be able to tell what your values are when they walk into your home. You know, I have a client who has a beautiful home and there's kids stuff everywhere. And you'd think a home that fancy would have more like interior design or expensive furniture. And she's like, look, this is a family home first and foremost. So mm-hmm. I want everything to be kid friendly because I want a lot of my kids to have friends over and I want them to feel comfortable to play here. And so, you know, you walk into your home and you see her value of family first and foremost. And so I think that the work that I do with my coaching clients exactly and directly bleeds into the work that organizational clients receive and get. And often the two are one and the same because it's all tied together. You know, how we live is who we are.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. And it helps us just feel like our home is a place that we want to be, right? When it's mm-hmm. totally in alignment. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and I also have a website. My website is www.befreetoday.com. That's the letter B and the word free.com. So BFREE.com. And on Facebook, it's the letter B, the word free, Be Free Coaching. So facebook.com/BeFreeCoaching. And you can find me on Instagram at Lakshmi Devi.
Okay, fantastic. So Facebook is Be Free Coaching and Instagram is Lakshmi Devi.
And in fact, it's actually Lakshmi Sylvie. I misspoke on that. My apologies. Okay.
Lakshmi
Sylvie. And I can include all Sylvie. That for okay. you.
And then the website is BeFree.com.
Today, befreetoday.com.
Befreetoday.com. Okay. And the letter B, the word freetoday.com. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Ah, that's awesome. I just, you know, I know that a lot of our listeners are going to be really intrigued about how you integrate the two of these critical elements together that round out what for me feels like just a more peaceful life, you know, where one is just in alignment, not only with their internal and their ideals, but also their home environment. So that's fantastic. Well, Lakshmi, you've already shared so much wisdom here. You have made it clear that you're a younger person, but you obviously exude a tremendous amount of wisdom. And I was just curious if I could just tap on you one more time here during our interview. In looking at your own experience in building your business, what's the best advice you might be able to share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am happy to share any and all wisdom I have unconditionally, because givers gain. And thank you so much again for having me and hearing my story. And to any entrepreneurs listening, I know it may sound stereotypical, but really it's a matter of don't give up. I have pivoted and shifted in my business so many times. I started an organizing company without a car in Minnesota in the wintertime, and I didn't know a single soul. And my last month in Minnesota was a $20,000 month. Wow. So you can create anything for yourself. It's about vision. It's about clarity. It's about steadfast. It's about working every day in and out. And really in those moments when your family's telling you you're crazy and you need to get a job and you're tired of not having health insurance or whatever it may be, remembering that all of the greats started in a garage. You know, we talk about Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, like it's all basements and garages, living with their parents, being in their 30s, people considering them losers, and now they're the richest people in the world. So just stick with it. It takes up to 5 years to have a profitable business. You know, 50% of businesses do fail, 90% within the first 2 years or year. So, you know, keep those statistics in mind and just remember that it is a numbers game. It's a long game, and it's for the brave of heart, and you have what it takes. And it's just a matter of believing in yourself and keeping at it and pivoting with the times and giving the people what they need. And if you're really viewing it through the lens of service, you're going to succeed, because when we're here to serve, then we're in alignment with our highest calling. And how could we not be successful?
Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah. So well said. Like I said, you have tremendous wisdom, Lakshmi, tremendous wisdom beyond your years. So it's just been so great getting to hear about your business journey from working for another person selling their seminars and workshops to now being such a powerful coach, providing this expertise in a very unique way with integral coaching. I really enjoyed our conversation. I just want to thank you so much for being our guest today.
It was wonderful to be on the show. I love what you're creating. You are such a valuable asset. Thank you for existing and creating this platform to share and highlight other people. And I'm just honored to be on it.
Well, thank you so much, Lakshmi. I really appreciate that. And again, for our listeners, if you'd like to reach out to Lakshmi and just find out how she can possibly work her magic within your life, you can find her on Facebook at Be Free Coaching or Instagram. And her website is Be Free Today. And that's the letter B, freetoday.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized, or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, well, they just weren't my ideal client? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode with Lakshmi Dedi. And as always, here's to your success.